Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoy today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters podcast. I am with Phyllis Maudlin, who is with Markel Insurance. Welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Markel Insurance, that's a big company, does a lot of different things, right?
Yes, Markel started out as a specialty carrier.
Okay.
Still is very much a specialty carrier in the commercial space.
Right.
So you're not going to find Markel writing homeowners. They're not like a Farmers or State Farm. So most of what Markel has is commercial general liability, all kinds of programs as well.
Okay.
And construction is definitely a focus of the company.
And that's your focus.
Yes.
Okay, so how did you get into construction claims?
Well, I started out my career in insurance handling what was termed as large catastrophic losses.
Okay.
An exposure threshold of $1 million or more.
Right.
And in the 90s, construction defect litigation really picked up steam.
Right.
And we saw the big construction defect cases involving large tract subdivisions were hitting the exposure criteria.
Yeah.
And I just gravitated to them. There's a lot of interesting coverage issues and liability issues, a lot of moving parts, and it just became an area of claims that I really liked.
I mean, you've got to see some crazy claims.
Well, it's property damage. So what are you seeing with property damage? Leaking roofs, leaking windows, cracks, stucco, foundation problems, soils issues, anything that really focuses on poor workmanship.
But it's so like this, that resort down in South Florida, the condo complex that collapsed.
Yeah, that could be related to poor workmanship,
but also
building code violations,
right?
Things like that.
Building a tall building on the sand. I mean,
Well, that, you know, that is like a real exotic construction defect claim. Most of the construction defect litigation is more homeowners having issues with their house and how it's performing over time. You know, are they experiencing cracks? Are the windows leaking? Is something happening that's causing water intrusion and water damage? That's really what construction defect litigation primarily involves. But it involves more than poor workmanship because we're also focused on product manufacturers. Is there a problem with the windows? Is there a problem with the roof tiles? So product manufacturers. And then the third piece of it would be the design professionals. Was the project poorly designed?
Right.
Which might have like been a very much an issue with that
unfortunate
collapse in Florida that we talked about.
Yeah. So if you have poor quality products. So let's just say you're importing stuff from China, you know, windows, drywall, what have you. And we've heard cases of, you know, issues with, you know, poor drywall, the hardy board cases out of Florida with the mold, poor quality windows that result in, you know, leaks across, you know, lots of different developments. How do you go back and recover that money, right? So are you going back to China to get it?
Well, first of all, the insurance industry is somewhat circular.
Okay.
So a problem arises. Let's just take Chinese drywall as an example.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, the insurance companies are getting hit with significant number of losses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next thing that happens is that comes to the underwriter's attention.
Okay.
And the underwriters have their solution, which is to place an endorsement on every policy issued to a contractor that excludes coverage for Chinese drywall.
Okay.
Same thing happened with mold. We started getting all of these mold cases. Insurance company underwriters respond with an endorsement that yep. excludes mold. Now, if a company wants to pay extra money and buy coverage for something that might otherwise be excluded, they do.
Right.
But typically, when anything becomes something that involves real frequency, yep. severity, the insurance companies will have a response.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, to limit coverage.
Yeah. I mean, it is fascinating. It is kind of circular. It's a good way of
it is putting really it. Circular. Have a problem, have losses on the claim side, and there will inevitably be some kind of underwriting response yeah. to it.
So are you seeing a lot of different lines of business are seeing an increase in frequency in claims? Are yeah. you seeing an increase in frequency?
Yes.
And severities, I'm sure, because yeah. the cost of everything's going up.
Right. So with construction, there's generally speaking across the country an 8 to 10 year statute of limitations period
okay.
for a defect suit to be filed.
Right.
And for the plaintiff's lawyers, it's almost a race to get to the bigger projects. Who's going to get there first
right.
to file a suit. And the yeah. homeowners typically are not going to wait until the 11th hour to file a defect suit.
Right.
We see that in that 8 to 10 year time period, it's like a bell curve.
Right.
And the peak for claims activity is right in the middle in about years 4 and 5.
Okay.
Sometimes wow. earlier.
Okay. I mean, that's quite a lag. I mean, really, when yeah. you think of other lines of coverage and how quickly you're filing your claims and your lawsuits.
Yes.
And why do you think that is? Is it just the complexity of the... Yeah.
Well, because many defects are what's called latent. They're not visible okay. immediately when somebody moves into a house.
Oh, gotcha.
It takes time.
Yeah.
So I think this longer statute of limitations period is a recognition
right.
that for latent defects, things that you might not see or experience right away,
right.
you have a longer period of time to file yeah. an action against the builder.
What are the most common defects you come across?
Leaking windows.
Okay.
Leaking roofs.
Okay.
Cracking stucco.
Gotcha. So water damage. Water damage.
Foundation problems.
Uh-huh.
I would say those are the biggies.
So I'm gonna go home and inspect my house now. What should I be looking for?
Well, anytime you see a crack that's bigger than a hairline crack.
Yeah.
So something out of the ordinary. Or if you see any water damage where there shouldn't be any water damage.
Right.
From a leaky roof or window, that's what you want to look for.
Gotcha. I mean, living in Florida, we definitely get our share of water in the house. It happens. It comes from above, it comes from below. Sometimes you can find it, sometimes you can't find it. Plus the house is 60 years old. So
yeah, you're going to have a hard time with a 60-year-old house.
Yeah.
Unless somebody has recently done work on it.
Me, but I would I'd be at fault, I guess.
There
right?
you go.
So, yeah. So if people wanted to learn more about Markel, where would they go?
They would just go online and Google Markel.
Okay.
And the company has a very robust website with career opportunities and all of the insurance products and programs that we offer.
Okay, great. Well, Phyllis, thank you so much for stopping by.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And if you'd like to be a guest on our podcast, go to subroiq.com and hit the podcast link.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.